Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Who's in the spotlight this month? Well, it's none other than that multi-talented star of stage and screen, Barbra Streisand. Here's Sam to tell us about the life and career of this most colourful of characters.
What can I say about this actress? A director, singer and legend. Well, how about her telephone call to the boss of Apple to get the voice assistant Siri to correct the pronunciation of her surname? Or her love for her dog, so much so that she had it cloned. Okay, well, yeah, we all know big stars are often a little, well, often a little odd. I always wanted to be somebody, to be famous. You know, get out of Brooklyn, said Barbra Streisand. Well, last month, we heard how Harry Belafonte was a winner of an EGOT. Well, that means a recipient of an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony Award. Well, Barbra was one of the first to be awarded that accolade.
Barbra Streisand.
There's a lot of story to get through. So briefly, her father died when she was 1 year old. When I wanted love from my mother, she gave me food, Streisand says. There seems a healthy rivalry with this mother-daughter relationship. Born in Brooklyn, in New York, 1942, she recalls, I was considered the girl on the block with the good voice. Well, despite her mother's pleas that she stay out of show business, she accepted any job she could involving the stage. Winning a talent contest in a gay bar started her career, and disliking her name, she changed it from Barbara to Barbra, like bra. Okay, well, according to Streisand, her surname is pronounced with an S sound, like sand on the beach, not the Z sound often used. Well, Broadway was on the east coast of America, and to make the movies, Barbra would have to hit the west coast and Hollywood. Who should then come into her life and ask her to be the opening act in his Las Vegas shows, but none other than the over-the-top, bouffant-haired Liberace, a son to mothers everywhere. When she was 21, Streisand signed a contract with Columbia Records that gave her full creative control in exchange for less money. She used her control to insist that the first album was called The Barbra Streisand Album, saying, if you saw me on TV, you could just go to the record shop and ask for the Barbra Streisand Album. It's common sense. Well, it reached the top 10 on the Billboard chart and won 3 Grammy Awards. The album made her the best-selling female vocalist in the country. And that summer, she also released the second Barbra Streisand album, which established her as the most exciting new personality since Elvis Presley. Well, I just have to say, that voice.
I'll march my band down. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, you turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hats. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is coming. Rain and maple.
Streisand returned to Broadway in 1964 with an acclaimed performance as entertainer Fanny Brice in Funny Girl. The show introduced two of her signature songs, People and Don't Rain on My Parade. And because of the musical's overnight success, she appeared on the cover of Time. Streisand received an honorary Star of the Decade Tony Award in 1970, and then from 1965 to 1968, she appeared in her first 4 solo television specials, including the Emmy Award-winning My Name is Barbara. Well, after a brief London stage period and the birth of her son, Jason Gould, with then-husband Elliot Gould, in summer in 1967, she gave a memorable free concert in New York City, a happening in Central Park, that was filmed and later broadcast as a TV special. And then she flew to Hollywood for her first movie, Funny Girl, in 1968, a filming of her stage success. The picture, directed by William Wyler, opened in 1968 and became a hit in the US and abroad, making her an international superstar and multiple award winner, including the Best Actress Oscar. Well, after a series of screen musicals, such as Gene Kelly's Hello Dolly in 1969 and Vincent Minnelli's On a Clear Day You Can See Forever in 1970, she wanted to try comedies, resulting in such films as The Owl and the Pussycat in 1970 and What's Up, Doc? From 1972. She turned to dramas with the classic The Way We Were of 1973, co-starring Robert Redford, and the song The Way We Were became one of her biggest hits and the most memorable and famous song.
Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another. For the way we were, can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we?
Following Funny Lady, a sequel to Funny Girl, she turned out one of her most personal film projects, A Star is Born, which was one of the biggest hits of the year, for which she won a Golden Globe for Best Actress and her second Oscar for the song Evergreen. Always extremely busy on the recording side, averaging one album a year throughout the 70s and the 80s, she had a string of successful singles and albums, such as You Don't Bring Me Flowers, a duet with Neil Diamond, Enough is Enough with Donna Summer, and the album Guilty, written for her by the Bee Gees' Barry Gibb, which sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. And we got nothing to be guilty of, our love will climb. She debuted as a director with the musical drama Yentl in 1993, in which she also portrayed a Jewish girl who is forced to pass herself off as a man to pursue her dreams. The song Papa, Can You Hear Me? Is more poignant when you know that she never really knew her own father before his early death.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone.
In 1993, the New York Times said that Streisand enjoys a cultural status that only one other American entertainer, Frank Sinatra, has achieved in the last half century. But despite years of terrifying stage fright, in 1994 she returned to the stage after 27 years for a series of sold-out concerts. She became the only artist to achieve a number one album on the Billboard charts in the 1960s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And she extended this record into the 21st century in 2009 with the jazz album Love is the Answer. In some 60 years of her career, Streisand has contributed to the show business industry in a personal and a unique way, collecting a multi-generational fan base. She has a powerful and recognisable vocal range and a raucous and a often self-deprecating sense of humour. And her strong political belief in social justice infuses her professional career and her personal life, and she makes no bones about what she believes. As you would expect, she is a vocal opponent of former US President Trump. Still going strong at 82, Barbara Streisand has given her name, unintentionally, to a legal phrase. The Streisand effect came about when she asked for publicly available photos of her house on its Malibu clifftop to be removed from the website it featured in. Well, the photo had been downloaded only 6 times prior to Streisand's lawsuit, 2 of those being by Streisand's attorneys. Well, public awareness of the case led to more than 420,000 people visiting the site over the following months. Thus, the desire to hide something only draws more attention to it. The Streisand effect. So, Barbara Streisand, an enormously successful woman, a powerful voice of the last century, political campaigner, and an actress up there with the best of them.
With one person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you are half now your whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people.
Thank you, Sam. A fascinating life indeed.